Like other cities across the country, New York City today has a well-developed and diverse community garden movement. The earliest organized urban community gardening effort started during the 1890s, a period of economic insecurity and unemployment. Many cities provided public and private vacant lots for gardening. During World War I and the Depression of the 1930s, there were Liberty Gardens. By 1937, with the end of the Depression, the urban gardening movement also ended, until it resurfaced during World War II. The modern community garden movement started in the 1970s. During this time, New York City was nearly bankrupt, and this caused the reduction of many basic municipal services. The effects were devastating, especially for low-income communities. Community groups all over the city fought back. They worked together to improve the quality of their surroundings by reclaiming vacant land and creating community gardens and parks. In 1978, the city launched Operation Green Thumb to grant leases, provide coordination and assistance for community gardeners. As the gardens flourished throughout the 1980s, Green Thumb introduced long-term leases, creating a partnership between the city and community gardeners. Throughout the 1990s, tensions grew as the city sought to sell many lots to residential and commercial developers. There was a temporary resolution in September of 2002 when the New York City Mayor and Attorney General came to an agreement to preserve 400 gardens. This agreement expired 8 years later, leaving hundreds of gardens vulnerable to development. There are now over 500 Green Thumb community gardens across the five boroughs. All community gardens are run by local volunteers with the assistance of the Green Thumb program and other entities.